shape our hats. of Saigon.
JC, band called This Heat, live at the Krefeld 1980 with Paper Hats. Henry Kaiser before that with Popular Science, Out Taco Sauce. Saturday, Mayhem 18th, 7 p.m. The Appreciation Hall at Foothill College offers the screening of the documentary film Sound of the Surf. Special guest will be John Blair. Music by Frankie and the Pool Boys. Can't miss that. $10 donation requested to benefit KSJC. Saturday, Mayhem 18th, 7 p.m. Appreciation Hall at Foothill College. Sound of the Surf. Surf, 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 surf. This is KFJC, KFJC, KFJC. Thank you. KFJC. That's the head coach, with Heavens to Murgatroyd. Even Heavens to Murgatroyd. Pocahontas was her name. Previous to that, Japan with Quiet Life with, what is that, David Savine? Is that his name? All Tomorrow's Parties, of course, for the good old traditional Lou Reed thing going on there. And I think that's how we started that off. Hey, the San Francisco has a century of style. Fashioning San Francisco, as it says. Century Styles, an exhibition that features iconic 20th and 23rd, 21st century women's high fashion. I wish it was 23rd. And Haute Couture collection highlights. History of the city is seen through fashion. This gallery focuses on radical clothing styles and the fashion mavericks who have a perennially supported avant-garde clothing design. Fashioning San Francisco is on view at the DeYoung Museum through August 11th. More details can be found at famsf.org. Here's Lily Joel on KFJC. Thank you.
Music programming on KFJC is supported in part by Streetlight Records in San Jose. Streetlight buys, sells, and trades new and used compact discs, records, and DVDs. Streetlight features live in-store performances from artists around the world. Streetlight Records is located at 980 South Bascom Avenue in San Jose, and the phone number is 408-292-1404.
Time for the Concert Outlook with Morris Minor and Cinder Rohrer.
D'Amuzio, Greenleaf, and Wobbly do the Humpty at Center for New Music Wednesday, Mayhem 1st.
Swans, Prendergast at Great American Music Hall Thursday, Mayhem 2nd.
The New Mosquitoes get macheted at the Caravan Lounge, Mayhem 3rd.
Witch Vomit, Raw Dogs, Eli's Mile High Club Friday, Mayhem 3rd.
KFJC's Psychotronics Film Festival prevaricates Room 5015 on the Foothill College campus Saturday, Mayhem 4.
Steve Ignorant prays classical at the Great American Music Hall Wednesday, May 8th.
Jacob Felix Hewley talks too softly to understand at Temescal Art Center Saturday, Mayhem 11.
Optic Sync and Jeweled Snakes hiss into the Stork Club Wednesday, Mayhem 15th.
Jonathan Richmond roadrunners into the Henry Miller Library in Big Sur Thursday, Mayhem 16.
Buckethead Meeps the Catalyst Thursday, Mayhem 16th.
Carlo Schifoni Tantums the Lab Saturday, Mayhem 18th.
Decapitated head over to the DNA Lounge Saturday, Mayhem 18th.
A Stop Making Sense Q&A with Jerry Harrison at the Quarry Theater, UC Santa Cruz Saturday, Mayhem 18th.
Heartworm, Dominant Cramp, and Liver Cancer along with others, Squibcake Center for New Music Sunday, Mayhem 19th.
Gogol Bordello Hasselbrinks UC Theater Berkeley Saturday, Mayhem 25th.
Heavy Psych Soundfest Smash and Grab outside the park side Saturday and Sunday, Mayhem 25th and 26th.
Guitar Wolf Coyotes Bottom of the Hill Sunday, Mayhem 26th.
Philip Greenleaf, Nels Klein, and Scott Amendola Trim the Ivy Room, Mayhem 29th.
The Concert Outlook is a presentation of the KFJC Promotions Department and airs daily at 5:30 a.m., 8:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 5:30 p.m. It can also be found online at kfjc.org. For the Concert Outlook and Morris Minor, I'm Cinder Rohrer.
All right, let's finish this up. Entertainment calendar for Thursday, April 25th. In San Francisco, Bachner along at the Independent. Brickshaw Stop Tonight, Tep No along with Yuka Yu. And over the Knockout Bowl, System exclusive Rip Broom. Fillmore has Black Veil Brides, Kilowatt tonight. Everybody's Flowers. Bottom of the Chill this evening, the Toxhards. Over at the Masonic tonight, Baby Metal. Over in East Bay, Berkeley, Oakland, Ivy Room, the new Skeletal Faces. Freight and Salvage has the Trio Corrente, along with The Stork Club. The Stork Club has Candy Whips, along with Fudge Wolf. Nine Lives Warehouse has the Masculine Maniacs, along with the Volvessers. Bob Plant, Unholy Grave, Shredded. UC Theater has Hot Mulligan. Over the Steak Old Deli, it has Irritant, Mentor, and Paprika. The Ritz right around locally. Jeff Tate, Fire and Water. That's the entertainment calendar for Thursday, April 25th, 2024. Ken Nordine on his way. Dave Emery at the top of the hour. See you on the radio next week. Stay tuned to KFJC.
Right now, before we go anyplace else, I want you to go with me to a special place that I know. It's a museum. But it isn't an ordinary museum. It's a very abstract museum in which they show sound paintings. If you can say that you show sound. But I don't see why you can't. But here we are in this corridor. Some of the most beautiful works of art are here. Here's one right here. This is by a very fine young artist. Here, let me turn it on. $2,000 makes a lot of money actually doing these things. But now I'd like to turn your attention to this work by an artist who is a World War I veteran. Actually, I don't feel that this for me says what he intended it to say. And yet there are those who listen to it, and it says a great deal to them. Well, here, I'll turn it on, and you'll see what I mean. You can see that he uses limited color range. Of course, that's understandable. I'm glad that it's here, though. But, enough of that. Let's go on to the next work that I want you to see. Now, this is a sound painting that is indicative of the neurotic feeling of our time. The artist is very young, shows great promise, and I'm glad that the work is exhibited here. Let me turn this painting on and... I think you can see my point. Now, the artist that did this, fortunately, is under sedatives at the moment, and we expect that his later work will be much calmer and quieter. But we do like to give these young neurotic artists a chance. And so I'm glad that the museum has been big about the whole thing, as it were. But let's go on, because there's one work here that's been done by Janusz Cunningham. This is a professor from another country, actually, but his work is revered here. We have quite a few of his works, but this particular one I want you to listen to very carefully, because it has an exquisite sense of rhythm. This is a young man who has 6 children, and it's amazing to me that he can turn out this kind of work at home with the children around. But he says that they help him. If you'll read it, Cunningham, it says, "Dedicated to my 6 children." Well, here, I'll turn it on and you can hear it for yourself. It's just beautiful. Yes, that is one work that the museum should well be proud of. However, I would like to have you come with me now, and we'll open this black door at the end of the corridor here. I won't be able to keep it open very long, and I think you'll understand why. Here, I'll open it like this, just a crack. And you listen. See what I mean? I'll close the door. There's a reason it's black. Here, let me open up this door. It's just covered with beautiful colors. And we'll hear what's on the other side of this door.
Sound Museum.
Good. It's quite an assignment.
Yeah, it should be fun.
What are you thinking of?
Well, the way I see it, it should be three parts.
Yeah.
I figure there should be the external, and then the middle, and the internal.
External auditory canal.
Well, see, I figured this way. The external part of the Sound Museum is should look like the pinna, or the oracle. And, the external auditory canal. The part of your ear that sticks out there and collects the sound waves.
Yeah, we could make it look just like an ear.
Yeah, well then, I want that to, be able to be transmitted. By that I mean move everybody along.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
To the tympanum, the eardrum.
Tympanum, huh?
And if you could have some kind of special look to the eardrum.
Oh, yeah, we could do that. What do you want?
Well, I was thinking of little congas and bongos.
And nice, yeah.
And, different things. The thing the Salvation Army people use, the
little drumsticks, too, so.
Well, what's that called?
People can play.
Oh, dear, not the castanet, the.
No, what are you thinking of?
I can't think of it.
Claves?
Oh, it'll come back to me.
Oh, you mean the tambourine?
Yeah. Then the membrane, which closes the external part of what we're talking about. Of course, the middle section is got to be a cavity.
Cavity, huh?
Extending from the surface of the tympanum. It should have some nice little sections, like the ear ossicles.
Cochlea.
The Malleus, the Incus, the Stapes.
It takes some research, this is.
And if you can, near the ladies' room and the men's room, if you could have that close to the nasopharynx.
Oh, yeah, that'd be easy.
Near the Eustachian tube. I figured the people should move into the sound museum the same way the sound waves are transmitted.
It's an excellent concept.
By the tympanum and the ear ossicles to the internal ear, or bony labyrinth, which is located in the petrous portion of the temporal bone of the skull.
I can see it now.
That's where the main action will take place.
I can hear it now.
Little auditory nerve filaments.
People will love it.
In the labyrinth that we're all sitting in.
They'll come by the thousands.
Will convey the sound to the brain.
It's a great idea.
Oh, if you want to be really accurate, you should include in the structure of the internal ear three semicircular canals.
Three semicircular canals?
Well, they handle equilibrium.
Oh.
See, if you don't have equilibrium, it could be illegal.
What do you mean?
Well, for safety reasons. Not only that, it could cause earache.
You wouldn't want that.
Be pretty hard to get a crowd to come in if they'd suffer earache. Supposed to be pleasurable.
Of course, yeah.
And I'd like some nice statues.
Statues?
Made of earwax.
Oh.
Yeah, of great, great sound artists.
Earwax?
Of yesterday. And today.
Might be a problem.
Well, what do you figure it'll cost?
Well, a couple million, I figure.
Oh. Yeah, that's pretty expensive. Maybe we could get a grant. Yeah, for the... make it a non-profit thing.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, we could get a grant and maybe... the Hard of Hearing Foundation.
Oh, no,
get us some money.
I don't think you're going to go that way, no.
Oh, I think it'll be beautiful. I can see it now. The big ear on the outside, glowing. You walk in.
It's a great idea, but...
there you are. In the middle ear.
It's about the money.
Someone takes your coat and hat.
Where is my coat, by the way?
Gives you your ticket.
Oh, here it is.
To enter the Eustachian tube. Here we are.
Hey.
In the Sound Museum.
Yeah.
Here. In your inner ear.
Quite a place.
Where you got everything to gain. Where you got nothing to fear.
I like it here.
Feel that trembling. That lovely sound. Oscillations are all around.
I hear it.
Feel them reach your tympanum. Warm the cochlea of your hearing heart. What a drummer.
He's keeping time.
He lost his beat.
He fell behind.
It can happen. Look at his feet.
They're happy feet.
Big feet.
He's back on time.
And look at the guy playing flute. A different kind of flute.
Sure is. It's not shaped like a flute.
And all of them floating in air.
Wonder how they do that.
Without a care. And look at everyone looking up.
Like you and me.
All ears. They're here to hear.
We're here to hear.
What there's to hear.
What's there to hear.
In the Sound Museum.
Aren't you glad you came?
I've been coming here for years.
This is my first time.
I'm glad you could come too.
I like it here.
Does something for you.
What is it? I don't know.
After you've been here a while.
Yeah.
You'll find you kind of smile inside yourself. I don't know why. It's a trick that sound has.
Makes you happy.
It changes the way you are.
I feel much better now.
Makes you feel that near and far,
near and far,
have become one.
I always thought they were.
Near and far.
Aren't they?
Of course they are.
Near and far.
Of course they are. Yeah.
Microscopically. The acoustic neuron.
Hey, that's nice. I can sure hear that.
Consists of two main cell types.
Spindle it's got
cells,
a good sound.
Arranged in whorls.
I love the blues.
These areas are very rich in fibrillar.
Yeah.
Which can be readily stained by reticulum connective tissue stains.
They got a nice kind of atmosphere.
Reticulated tissues.
Mood in.
The prognosis.
If the misery of our poor.
It's reasonably good.
Be caused not by the laws of nature, but by our institutions. Great is our sin.
Wonder who wrote those lyrics.
What if they changed all the scores to make them whatever they wanted them to be?
The call for Alfred Binet at line 3.
What would be your score? Or what would be mine? How about them? Wonder how they would score.
A feeble-mindedness is inherent.
If they change the score. Yeah.
The photographs have been retouched.
Makes you wonder. Doesn't it make you wonder?
Boy, do I look dumb in this picture.
What if your IQ.
If the misery of our poor.
Did a funny thing.
Be caused not by laws.
What if he's.
Of nature
would go way up,
but by our institutions,
like
great is our sin.
Depending
now
on
who sang that,
no, sang
you would be a
young Darwin,
Charlie
Darwin.
Hey, what if you're smart? Would go suddenly dumb. You find yourself saying things that you don't believe. How absurdly words would come tumbling out your wagging tongue. Would tell your doubt.
What about a musical called Origin of the Species?
What if your IQ
would get Charlie to write it?
Did a funny thing.
Here's some music for it. I can see it now.
If the misery
Broadway.
Of our poor
or off Broadway.
Because not by the laws of nature. By our institutions.
Boy, would that be bad.
Great is our sin.
You could say that again.
What if your IQ.
What if your IQ.
Does a funny thing.
Does a funny thing.
What if it goes. Way up. And then. It goes way down.
Call for Alfred today at line 3.
Depending on who you're around. Up and down.
I can't stand that guy, Rico.
Like a silly swing.
Al is no fun.
What if your smarts go suddenly dumb? You find yourself saying things so dumb. Telephone call.
Yes, I got it.
Could you help me? I'd like to find out about how I could go about having some sound paintings exhibited.
Art information.
Yes, I'd like to find out about how I'd go about having some sound paintings exhibited.
Some what?
Sound paintings.
Oh, sound paintings exhibited?
Yes, do they do anything like that?
Not really. We almost have no works by living artists, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
And things that are exhibited here have to go through a committee, and the chief curator and the assistant director and everybody has to sort of pass on everything.
Oh, I see.
I'm not even sure exactly what the process is, but normally works are exhibited in effect by invitation, sort of.
Oh.
And our concentration is largely on non-living artists from earlier periods.
Well, what gallery would I call for, you know, a living?
Well, of course, any commercial art gallery where they are mainly interested in exhibiting and then selling works of art would be a good place.
I see. Well, what this is, these are framed sound paintings. All there is a frame, and then there's a pair of earphones, or several.
Well, I was going to ask you what a sound painting is, and I've never heard of that expression.
Well, what it is, it's instead of using pigments and paint, that type of thing, this is tape, stereo tape, and it's, you know, that we use the frame because of the painting feeling. And there's
sounds like the one conventional element of it.
Yeah, and that's the only part that's conventional. Then there's a button that you press, and you put the earphones on, press the button, and you hear the sound painting.
I see.
And well, there are about 10 of them.
Good heavens!
One
Where
is,
are you? Are you calling long distance?
Yeah. Yeah, from the Midwest.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
thank you very much.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck.
Your attention, please. The auction of the Midwest Acoustical Art Society will begin. So please find your seats and get ready to bid.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's again my pleasure to have you open your catalogs to our first offering. It is a work by a great sound artist who worked primarily in the middle 50s. If you'll play the first sound painting, please.
Well, aren't you glad you came, aren't you?
A work of breathtaking beauty.
Oh, it is. It is marvelous.
Thank you. Do I hear an opening bid?
Yes, $40,000.
$40,000? That's ridiculous. This is the work of a famous Midwestern artist born in Cherokee, Iowa. Have you no respect?
How about 41,000.
I have a bid of 41,000. Do I hear 42? I have 41. Do I hear 42? Is there a 42? I must have two bids to make it a legal auction. Do I hear 42?
I bid 42.
Thank you, madam. Thank you. Now, for our next offering, I direct your attention to one of the finest works that we have in the collection here. This is a work by a famous, famous artist from New York. This is a man who had migraine headaches all of his life, and he has done a marvelous self-portrait of himself. If you'll play that, please. You can hear the migraine moving through his mind.
Dear, that's a work by Charlie Bing Bang. I must have it.
Nothing could help him. The man committed suicide.
$150,000.
Good, I have an opening bid of $150,000. Do I hear $175,000?
I have $150. Do I hear $175? I have $150. Do I hear $175? I have $175.
Yeah. Civilization tends to leave me tired.
I hear the way you're talking now,
the women leave a lot to be desired.
That's because you're living in Streeter, Illinois.
I keep telling myself,
what are you telling?
To leave civilization.
Where are you gonna go, Ogden?
For supper, I fix procrastination.
It sounds like me, baby.
Ours are the best of all possible girls.
She's so cute.
I think I'll stay and cast my swine before pearls.
I want to see that.
Labor to feed my president. Labor to feed some queen.
Are you a Republican or Democrat?
I'll even buy myself a labor-saving machine.
Oh, I see you're an independent.
I'm a party poop amidst exploding babies and bombs.
Ooh.
I've been known to get high listening to Brahms.
You're gonna get busted listening to Brahms, baby.
I'll still hang around the blindfolded archer.
What's your sign, man?
One may look forward to my imminent departure.
But keep in touch, won't you, Ogden? Keep in touch.
There's a call for Ken Nordine on line 3.
If you'd like a CD of what you've just heard, you can get one by calling 1-800-327-6986. Ask for program number 38. The toll-free number again is 1-800-327-6986. Program 38. For a catalog